I suppose at the time when I did leave in 2017, very good reasons for it. I didn't rule out the opportunity coming back at some stage. I actually didn't think it would be so soon, to be honest. But I suppose when John decided to step down and the opportunity arose and the report came from the players, supported by the people around this table, I said, yeah, look, if I can add something to the group. And I felt I still had that hunger, and it was, as I said, like an itch you had to scratch again. And when the opportunity came, I grabbed it with both hands.
But you're in to win, I'm presuming.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not here to be competitive. We're here to win, if we can at all. I mean, also it's a massive challenge for not just for me, for everyone at this table. And I suppose we're starved of success, and you heard what Tracy said there. Since 1990, we four All Ireland. We haven't won. Next year is 15 years since we won the senior, and 21 the minors back along. So everybody's starved for success, and you can see the focus that's gone on with the appointments at the board level and the appointment of Aidan in his role, and trying to create a culture that's a winning culture, and a culture that, I suppose, puts Cork in a position to compete at the top table on an ongoing basis at all levels. And that's the objective. And we know it's not going to be easy, and I'm certainly not going to sit here and give any guarantees or any promises, but certainly going to give a guarantee and a promise that we'll do everything in our power, and everyone at this top table, everything in our power, to ensure Cork will compete at the top table again into the future.
Over the weekend, I think it's well known that I would have spoken to the board about possibilities elsewhere within the organisation, and it looked very likely that I was going to be involved in some manner. When I was contacted over the weekend about it, I was delighted to get the invitation to talk about it, and something I'm delighted to do. Don't have to tell you, Cork has been part of my life since I've been very young. Grew up in an environment where Cork was a very important part of the place where I was born, the family was born, went on to play for Cork at all levels, underage, and right through to senior, and just was delighted to be able to contribute. My motivation is I want to contribute to Cork, and I want to make a difference, so I was delighted to get the invitation.
Can you put your stamp on it in a year? That's the question, really.
Yeah, look, I suppose it's like everybody sitting at this table here, everybody's got different challenges and different constraints. There's constraints at every level. There'll be many constraints at minor level. But I think when you look at a lot of the minors are only there for a year anyway. So my focus is to give it everything I can for that year and see where we end up.
Donald, you said before that you didn't know if a day like this would come for you in the past. When you got that phone call at the weekend, when the meeting was arranged, was it surreal in any way for you?
Yeah, like it was, I don't know what you call it, surreal. Just was excited, I think would be the best description, John. Excited at the possibility of getting back involved with Cork and contributing, like you said, but obviously wanted to find out what was involved in it. But I would say excitement was the overriding emotion.
Pat, just bring you in there. In terms of, you know, the connection between 20 and senior, obviously it's more and more important, and I know you've worked with Kieran before, but will you actually very much define your own style of hurling, or will you be kind of led in the pathway formed by the seniors saying, look, we want you to play this brand of hurling?
Well, I suppose there will be a huge connection with Kieran and myself, and with the senior team and the under 20 team will be prepared. I suppose, look, the players are different, and we have a different style of player on under 20 level, and maybe that would be associated with the senior team to a degree. But I think, look, myself and Kieran had a fantastic working relationship in 2016, 2017. That won't change, and I think up through the whole grades from Noel to Donal to myself to Kieran, I think there will be a great synergy between the four of us as regards to where we want Cork teams playing going forward, where we want them prepared, and especially where we want the type of characters we want in the field and the leadership qualities we want to exude in all those players. So I think the synergy will be great between all of us, you know.
And you saw, obviously, the excitement and the kind of the positive vibe that the under 20 footballers and the way they won the All-Ireland this year. I presume that's really that's almost like the template for what you're looking to do and drive forward into the seniors.
Well, look, I suppose you could see by that how the Cork public establish success, and any of the success we get by way the Cork public react to it. And Cork hurling is huge in people's lives, and until you're involved in it, you actually don't realise how much it means to the Cork public. I suppose from the four of us up here, I suppose I'd just like to speak on the part of the fact I wouldn't be here only for my club that's involved with us. And SARS has been a huge part of my career and my life, and I just would like to reiterate how much they've meant to me getting here, and it's a huge opportunity for myself, for all of us here, but our clubs are foremost in our minds on a day like today.
Yeah. I think if I might come in on that, I think the important part and component of us all agreeing to come on board was, I suppose, the culture that the board are setting now, and I think it was important to emphasise that, the culture the board are setting, supported by Aidan in his new role as High Performance Manager, and around creating that high performance culture for Cork Hurling, from Noel right up to Donald to Pat to up to Senior, irrespective of who's in charge of those teams, that there's a succession in terms of players, succession in terms of culture, so in the conditioning, there's a transitional period from one to the other, and that's seamless, and that we ensure there's a seamless transition of a player, whether it is strength and conditioning, whether it is culture, whether it is whatever it is about that player and groups of players, that they're seamless from one to the other, that players are not coming up to a senior culture like we had to do in the past and create development squads and say, look, we put you in a fast track for a year or two or whatever to try and bring you up to the level of it. That's seamless. And I'm very happy that the people that are around the table here, having spoken to them all and being part of the culture that we're talking about, that will be part of how we do our business. Mm-hmm. And that's important, and I know we've already spoke to the lads here around that.
Talk about here and doing your business. How close are you to actually finalising your management and your backroom team? I mean, for instance, will Aidan won't necessarily oversee the S&C for the hurlers. I presume there'll be somebody appointed to that.
Yeah, I mean, look, we were ratified last night, appointed on Sunday night. Of course, there was a bit of a lead into that in terms of your thinking and whatever, but we are, I suppose, any backroom team, just about 18, 20 people in it, some have a lot more than that. I'm very close to finalising mine 90% of the way there, without getting into individuals at this stage, because there are some people for different reasons that you want to give a bit of time to and start out some domestics or work or whatever. So we're very close to finalising, and as I said today, I'm not going to mention individuals today, I think that would be unfair. But in due course, we'll be announcing a full backup. And that will involve strength and conditioning people, medical people, coaching staff, etc. So, yeah, that is a big part of it, supported by Aidan in particular under the strength and conditioning. But no, he won't be doing, he'll be overseeing and supervising and supporting what's happening in that area for Cork senior hurlers and senior footballers and minor 21s and everything. But actually, the implementation of it, we will have our own people who are in place.
They say never go back, Kieran, but you look at Liam Sheedy and what he did this year. Would that be a little bit of an inspiration?
They say never go back, but they say a lot of things and people don't do them. But it's what they say. Like, there's a hunger there, a fierce passion for hurling, fierce passion for Cork hurling, fierce passion for this group of players. And when the opportunity arises, and it's an honour to lead and manage this group. It's an honour to be manager of Cork. I've done this before. And as I say, when the opportunity arose, I didn't have to think too hard about it.
Does it feel like unfinished business?
To some degree, but look, I'm very realistic as well. And results speak for themselves, and I suppose, like, we are, if you take the top 10 or 11 teams in the country, we are, at the moment, based on results, a mid-table team. So there's a massive challenge there, and a huge amount of work to be done, and I'm very aware of that. But look, there's still a hunger and a passion to get us to that, I suppose, the Holy Grail in some ways, and to have us competing at the top table, as I said, on an ongoing basis. And yeah, there is a degree of that, of course, but there's that passion and hunger for hurling, as I said, that it never goes away. Yeah.
I mean, Donald, you've played, obviously, you said at an elite level. I suppose it's an unusual opportunity, is it, for a county like Cork to actually have a clean slate to start with in terms of 16s, minors, 20s, seniors. I mean, would you say, like, that it is absolutely fundamentally important, so, like, to grasp that rare opportunity?
I think the most important thing here, Tony, is that there's joined up thinking, everybody working together. I mentioned being excited at the thought of getting involved with Cork. One of the big things there was the overall vision and plan that was in place. And I think the you know, I had a really good meeting with Aidan already, spent a good few hours talking about high performance from different angles. But I think it's that whole coming together of everybody working for the one purpose, and that being Cork being successful. And I think it's a fantastic opportunity. I know Aidan is going to grow his unit. I said it during the summer. I felt the most important appointment at the time, after the senior appointment, obviously, was going to be Aidan's position. And I do think it's a fantastic opportunity for everybody to start moving in the one direction, but also with a clear strategy, a clear vision that we can all execute on. I think, I'm no different to everybody else. We just want to give to Cork. I know all the players in my own generation, any of them that I talk to, they all want to give to Cork. We want to give with a purpose, with an intention that we're all going somewhere. And I think, as has been spoken already, and Kieran spoke very well about it, and Pat, Aidan's role and the growing of that culture, I would say, within Cork, that culture of excellence. I see it from, obviously, winning is very important to all of us. That's why there is competitions, and that's why there is All Ireland's. But I definitely, for example, from a minor point of view, would see the development of these players as important as that. And I don't think that they're, spoke to Aidan about this, I don't think they're mutually exclusive aspirations, though. I think very much part of the development of a young player as an athlete and a competitor is developing that will to win, and that, I suppose, understanding how to express that desire to win through your attitude, through your training, and ultimately through your playing, all contributing towards that culture of excellence that we're all talking about.
It's Cork's turn to pick the short straw in terms of the Munster Championship next year, the three games in a row of finishing up, starting with Limerick, 3 weeks break, then Waterford, Clare, and finishing in Thurles. Have you looked that far ahead in terms of how you're going to approach it? Because the three games in three consecutive weekends has been a difficulty for previous teams.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's only just out, as I just saw this morning. So no, we haven't got into that. Look, we have an awful lot to do, and how we prepare for those games is done now in the next number of months, and what we do in the base that we build up in our players and our backroom team and the culture we create and the condition we have to enable us to play at high intensity three games in a row, three weekends in a row, be it injuries or be it recovery or whatever. So look, that work is done. It's not done coming up to the game. It's done over the next 4 or 5 months, and that's the way we're looking at it. And this month really is around planning and getting that in place. But it's the Munster Championship is dog eat dog, and we've seen that over the last couple of years, and this year's going to be no different, irrespective of the fact that we have three. Okay, but I mean, next year you might have a different draw, but it is what it is, and we'll just grasp that and give it our best shot.
What a shame, Phil, would you come back?
You're right.
Thrilled,
I'd
say.
He's a, I'd say, not too impressed. I'll leave it at that.